Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Hallelujah. And he's worthy of all the praise. Thank you so much for being on the line. Hallelujah. Truly, God is a great God, faithful God. Hallelujah. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. And there is none like him. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to say thank you on this evening. God, we thank you, Lord, for those that are on the line and those that are to come on the line. And God, we ask you to have your way on tonight in this service, God. Oh, God, touch every heart, touch every mind, every soul, every spirit, God. Oh, God, for we are in need of a fresh anointing daily from you, Lord. Oh, God, have your way on tonight, Lord. Oh, God, someone needs to hear a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, give us ears to hear what you have to say to the church. Oh, God, break down every yoke, Lord. Destroy it in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bind the hands of the enemy right now. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Oh, God, hallelujah, have your way tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for your anointing, God. For it's your anointing that destroys the yoke. Oh, God, bless in every song, in every word, God, every testimony, Father. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and what you're doing in our lives and what you're going to do. Oh, God, we give you praise. Praise on tonight, hallelujah, for there is none like you, God, in all the world, in all the earth, Lord. Oh, God, we totally trust you tonight. We trust you, Lord, for all, hallelujah, all because we know that you're able, God, to do anything but fail. You're able, God, to do exceeding abundantly above all we can think or ask of you. Oh, God, you're able, Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah, to do right now. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for healing our bodies. Oh, God, for the last 2 years. Oh, God, you have shown yourself faithful to us. Oh, God, you said you never leave us nor forsake us. And, God, you have never left us nor forsake us through our pains, through our aches. But, God, you remain faithful to your promise. Oh, God, you're a healer, hallelujah, in the sick room. Oh, God, you are a doctor. Oh, God, you are a way maker. You are a lawyer, God, in the courtroom. Oh, God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for favor. We thank you for making ways out of no ways. We thank you for opening up the shut doors. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for saving our souls, for keeping our minds in perfect peace. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for your hallelujah. Oh, God, you're so merciful. You're so gracious. You're so loving. You're so kind. Oh, God, we can't make it without you. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Oh, God, for you hear us. You hear every cry. You see every tear. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for you never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord, to touch our pastor on tonight. Oh, God, let your will be done. Have your way, Lord. Speak to his very soul. Stand on the most high. Strengthen him right now. From the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Oh, God, hallelujah. Bless every song tonight. Oh, God, hallelujah. Encourage somebody. Uplift somebody's spirit. And, God, we give you the praise tonight. We give you the glory tonight. Help us to lift you up, Lord, in the sanctuary of our heart. Oh, God, hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. And we forever give you the praise tonight. The glory and honor shall always be thine. Oh, God, touch right now your people, Lord, all over this world. And, God, we praise your name. And we give you the praise, the glory, and all the honor shall always be thine. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Hallelujah. We give God praise. We give God praise. We give God praise. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. We thank God. Amen. Amen. First lady, I said that she was praying. We just thank God for the opening prayer. We thank God for all of you, amen, that decided to join us today in our service, amen, every Sunday at 5:30. I tell you, God has been meeting us, amen. People are being encouraged, enlightened, inspired, healed, and delivered, amen. I know we are on the line, but the Holy Ghost, amen, is on the line. Well, there's two or three that gathered together. We are gathered together in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm yours truly, Pastor and Prophet Vandell Atkins, amen, of the Restoration Revival Ministry. I thank God for all of you that have decided to join us on today. We just thank God for all my spiritual mothers and sisters and brothers. Amen. We meet here, amen, every Sunday at 5:30. Amen. And then we meet again Thursday, 12 noon in prayer. Amen. The scripture let us know men are to always pray and not to faint. And we just thank God. God brought us through another week. And we thank God for that. Amen. By the grace of the Almighty God, amen, we are living, we are standing, we are breathing, amen, through the Almighty God. It is He that made us, the psalmist said, and not we ourselves, amen. So we can serve God with gladness. Be glad, amen, because God is in on it, amen. He made you, amen, and He wants you, amen, to be blessed. He wants us to be blessed as His children. He's the King. We are, amen, we are the priests and the priests of the Lord, we're the queens of the Lord and kings of the Lord. Amen. He's our Father. Amen. Our Heavenly Father. Amen. And He rules both heaven and the earth. And we just thank God today for our bodies being healed today. I thank God for healing. Amen. A lot of folks, amen, don't believe it, but I believe in healing. I believe in deliverance. Amen. I believe the fivefold ministry. I believe in prophets. I believe in the apostles. I believe, amen, in pastors, teachers, amen, and preachers, amen, that have the same spirit, the spirit of the living God. I believe that God is going to move today, amen, as you do every Sunday, but He does something different and extra special, amen, in every one of our services. I just thank God for all these on the line. Thank you so much for joining us today. Amen. Thank you for praying. Those that know me have been praying for my prayer and my strength in the Lord. Amen. The scripture said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but He will deliver them out of them all. So we have all have been, have had our share of being afflicted one way or the other. But God's word stood the test of time and delivered us out of all of our afflictions. Amen. I don't care what you're going through today. God is the deliverer. Hallelujah. He will deliver. He will set you free. He can and He will heal your body. He will, amen, and He can open doors your natural eye cannot see. Some things you have to see in the spirit, spiritual things. Amen. A lot of times you can't see with the natural eye, but I can see grace. I can see love. I can see mercy. I can see joy. I can see the abundance of finances. I can see bodies being healed. How do you see that? I see tumors being removed. I see cancer leaving bodies. How are you able to see all that? I see it in the spirit. Hallelujah. I see it in the spirit, and I see God going to bless on this line today again and again and again as we put God first. Amen. Put God first. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, woo, and His righteousness, His way of doing things, and all other things shall be added unto you. We're getting ready to open up. I was just talking a little bit, admonishing a few seconds, giving, amen, a few of us the chance to come on the line. I just thank God today. Amen. I'm so excited. Every time I get here, I be so excited. Amen. I can hardly sit down. When I'm standing up, I feel like running. That's how excited I am about what God is getting ready to do for His people. Hallelujah. That's why you got to hold on. In the struggle, you got to hold on. Amen. That we still in the first of the year. Amen. And God has promised us some things. And he's not a God that he should lie. Amen. Everything he has promised. Amen. He's going to make it good. Amen. God bless you today. Amen. Oh, we're opening up our lines at this time. We usually have singers to sing. We have people to give a testimony. Amen. Because God is doing things. Amen. And we want to hear it. That's what testimony is all about. Telling you, testifying, telling your testimonials. Amen. That God, amen, making a way for you. He's healing you. He's blessing you. Amen. And we just want to open up the lines for all of you today that would like to give a testimony. Amen. That would like to sing a song. Amen. I believe our sister Becky's going to be with us today. I hope she's on the line already. Amen. Ella Hayward.
I'm here. I'm here, Pastor. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming today.
You're welcome.
It's always a pleasure having you our service line. And I tell you, we have church. We have more church when you come on and sing. I wish you come on every Sunday. Amen. And set our souls on fire like the old days when we used to sing at the Cathedral of Deliverance. Little Becky used to tear it up. Her little bling. Hey, my God.
Yes, me, yes.
I tell you, this ain't something she just started. She's been doing this since a little girl. Singing under the anointing of God, and she's going to come, amen, in a few moments, amen, and sing, amen. All the singers in the South, amen, Sister Rosemary, amen, Mother Belma, amen. Ella Hayward, are you there yet? Ella Hayward, are you on the line?
Yes. I'm here now.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, praise his name. Mother Belma,
amen.
Are you there? Kenya or Sister Rosemary? Amen. There may be someone coming on the line that may have a testimony. This is your opportunity, amen, to testify, to tell of the goodness of the Lord. Hopefully, I think Pastor Wright's supposed to be with us. Amen. Brother Santiago let us know, a pastor friend of ours upstate New York. Amen. It's coming on the line today.
Praise
Prophet Louis Smith.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. I'd like for you to greet the people, Pastor Wright. Amen. From upstate New York. Say something for the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I truly give God the glory and the grace for letting me be here today. I just want to thank everyone on their prayers. And I especially want to thank Ricky Santiago for being the prayer warrior that he is. He always keeps me up in prayer. And I thank God for you, Pastor.
Does.
My friend, my long-time friend.
I thank God for you and Lady Atkins and the Atkins family.
I thank God for everybody who kept my sister in
hallelujah.
prayer. She just went through another surgery where they inserted a permanent tracheotomy in her throat so that she could breathe. And we thank God for
hallelujah.
That in rehab and
thank
getting
you,
ready
Jesus.
To go home in a couple of days. Praise God. Hallelujah.
God is good.
God for all that he's done and all that he is doing right now through this ministry. I thank God for you all, and I bless God, and I thank you for being there. Even though I don't see you, I know you're there. I know you're
thank
there.
You,
the prayer warrior that you
yes,
are.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
so
Lord.
Thank,
yes, Lord.
I just thank you guys so much, and it's so good to know that God has people in place in a such a
come
time
on now. Come on now. Yes.
Go through what we go through. But we keep our eyes fixed on the hills from which cometh our help. Our help comes from our eyes. So we keep our eyes on God. And I'd like to thank you again, Pastor, just for being who you are.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. So glad you're on the line today. Amen. Any of my singers from South Carolina, North Carolina, are y'all out there? Amen. And maybe another testimony. Amen.
This is Rosemary.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Good.
How your car? She said, God bless her. With a new
I just
car.
Found
How that
out.
Car
I just went to church and just praise the Lord for blessing me for my ride.
All right. Oh, go right ahead. You give us a song. Go. Mm-hmm.
You know my how you counsel me. Yet it's amazing me that I am your friend. So now I pour out my heart.
Hallelujah.
Here in your presence, I need you. So now I pour out my heart to you. Here in your presence, I need you. You know my name, yes. You know my name. You know my name. You know my name. And oh, how you love with me. And oh, how you talk with me. And oh, how you tell me that I am your own. Oh, how you counsel me. And oh, how you love me. Yeah, it's amazing that I am your own. So no fire can burn me. No battle can turn me, no mountain can stop me, cause you hold my hand, and I'm walking in your victory, cause your power is within me, no giant can defeat me, cause you hold my, you hold my, you hold my hand, you know my name, yes. You know my name. You know my name. You know my name. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. You know my name.
God bless you. God bless you. God know me. He knows my name. Amen. Amen. Sister Rosemary, thank you for the rendition. He know my name. And I'm so glad God know us. Amen. One by one. Amen. Collectively. Amen. And together, he knows all of us in the crowd. We thank God for that. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Will there be another testimony before I bring on Sister Becky and Ella Hayworth? Will there be another testimony? Anybody? Amen. The Bible says we overcome by the words of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to, amen, call on our Ella Hayward if he come and give us our two selections. And following Ella Hayward, we're going to come back with our Sister Becky.
Amen. Amen. Greetings to you. Amen. I'm going to start out with Because He Lives. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I can face tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Ella Hayward so skillfully. Amen. Those two songs. Amen. Because he lived. Amen. We can have a happy day because he lived. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Even a stormy day, I can still have a happy day. Thank you, Ella Hayward. God bless
you. You're welcome, sir.
So
amen. God bless you.
I enjoyed that. I tell you, you're playing better and better and better. Amen. God.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. It causes us through the Holy Spirit to improve and get better and better. Amen.
Amen.
And we thank God.
Yes.
At this time, hey, last but not least, amen, our sister Becky coming all the way from Georgia. Amen. She's a New Yorker, but now in Georgia.
Amen.
We thank God for this time for her to come on. Let's greet her on in Jesus' name. Amen. Sister Becky, God bless you.
You gave me my hand to reach out to man, to show him your love and your perfect plan. You gave me my ear so I can hear your voice so clear. I can hear the cries of sinners, but can I wipe away their tears?
Mm.
Gave me my voice to speak your words, to sing all your praises to those who never heard. But with my eyes I see a need for more availability. I see hearts that have been broken, so many people to be free. Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you. I'll do what you say do. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say, hey, my storage is empty.
Yes, Lord.
And I am available to you. Now I'm giving back to you all the tools you gave to me. My hands, my ears, my voice, my eyes, so you can use them as you please. I have emptied out my cup so that you can fill it up. And now I'm free. I just want to be more available to you. And Lord, I'm available to you. Oh, my will I give to you. I'll do what you say do. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say my storage is empty and I am available to you. my storage is empty, and I am available to you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank
amen.
You. Thank
amen.
You.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, that's wonderful. Amen.
Wonderful. Beautiful. Amen. Amen.
I like the title of that song. I am available to you. Hallelujah. My storage is empty. Woo! My. Sometimes we got too much stuff, and we got to learn how to empty out for the Lord. Hallelujah. Our mind, our spirit, our hearts. Amen. My storage is empty, and that's my prayer today. Amen. For us to be able to empty out a lot of stuff we don't need. We need the Holy Spirit to come and help us. Amen. To empty out so God can fill us even the more. Amen. The new and the better and the improved. Hallelujah. My storage is empty. Amen. I am available to you, Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. We thank God, Sister Rosemary, Ella Hayward, and Sister Becky. Amen. For those songs, we thank God. Amen. I'm blessed already. Amen. I'm blessed already. Amen. I just thank God. Amen. For what God is. And we have to do that. Every now and then we got to empty out. Sometimes we're so cluttered. Amen. With so much fear and weakness and the past and the hurts. And sometimes we got to just empty it out. Amen. Have the Holy Spirit to help us to get empty so the Holy Spirit can come in. Amen. And really, really bless us real good. We thank God, amen, for what God is doing. Amen. On the line, even right now, I don't know about you, but I'm already blessed hearing these songs and the music from Ella Hayward. The Lord, He is good. We serve a good God. Amen. All the time. And that's true. Amen. Even in bad times, we serve a good God. Even in bad times, God is still good. And we just thank God, amen, for all of you that's on the line today. Amen. I'm going to ask everybody to please mute your phones. Amen. I'm going to ask everybody at a certain point in the message to come in and start giving God praise. Amen. Start praising God with all your heart and with all your might. Amen. That's what God is looking for. A high praise. Amen. With all your heart, your energy, and everything. We're going to ask you to do that in a few minutes, but right now, amen. If you can find a quiet place, amen. We're getting ready, amen, to give you a word from the Lord, from the Holy Scriptures. Father, we do pray and we thank you. Thank you for these moments in time. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for the songs of praise. Giving your name that ultimate praise. Giving you all the honor and all the glory that's due you. You're worthy. You're worthy. You are worthy because you're an awesome God. Oh, God, you're the God that answers. Amen. You are answers, Lord. Hallelujah. Even before, amen, we can utter words out of our mouth. You already know what we're going to ask you for. You're already on your way to bless us. You're already on your way to heal and deliver us. We thank you, oh God, but you told us to ask what we will and it shall be done. You told us how to pray. Even when you pray, pray in faith, believing, hallelujah, that God is able to do it. And God, we thank you for the faith that's rising up on this line today. Oh, God, the faith, the faith. We'll keep the faith, even through the storm and through the rain. Hallelujah. Situations to keep the faith. God, we just thank you for what you are doing right now. You are a right now God. Somebody need a right now blessing, a right now miracle, a right now word. And we thank God that it is so. And so it is. We're going to the book of, amen, Ephesians, the 6th chapter, amen, encouraging the people of God, amen, to keep standing. You fall down, get back up. Hallelujah. Get back in prayer. Amen. Get back into the Word of God. Be around positive people. Amen. That's causing, that's challenging your faith, challenging you to do better. If you get around people who challenges you to do better, you're going to do better. Amen. Don't get away from weak-minded people, weak people. Amen. That have no faith. Amen. And many, many times they have no direction. Amen. And so Paul comes in and let us know, amen. He says, stand fast therefore in the liberty therewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again. Amen. Hallelujah. Be not entangled again. Do not go back to the things you used to do. Don't go back to fear. Don't go back to doubting. Amen. Don't go back to having that less faith. Amen. Don't go back. Amen. To the sins. Hello. Of the past. Don't go back. Hallelujah. To the yoke of bondage. Those things that held you down. Don't go back to that. Don't engage to the devil anymore. Don't engage into those conversations. Hallelujah. Being around those people. They may even be in the church. Hallelujah. And God told us, come out from among them and be ye separated. Ephesians 6 and 10, it said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand. There that word again, stand. Hardly not falling out. Stand against the wiles of the devil. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Sometimes there's, you know, you're going through, but sometimes there's a real evil day. Like someone said, amen, like everything is going wrong. Everything is going wrong. People around you, evil people, hallelujah, gunshots, people dying and doing all kind of things, amen, to hurt one another, amen. And said that evil day. Amen. It seems as though the devil is taking over. That's an evil time. Hallelujah. And having done all, he tell you to stand. Stand therefore having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Hallelujah. And taking the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching there unto with perseverance and supplications for all the saints. Amen. So letting us know, amen, we got to be armored. Amen. Doesn't matter who you are. What is he trying to tell you? Amen. You save, stay saved. You filled with the Holy Ghost, keep the Holy Ghost, and let the Holy Ghost lead you. Amen. The devil comes and try to sift us. Hallelujah. Try to get us to take down. But Paul said, amen. Stand fast. Put on the whole armor of God. Stand fast and put it on. The whole armor of God, that you will be able to stand against the fiery darts of the devil, to let you know the devil is shooting at you. The devil is trying to get you down. The devil is 24/7 amen, working on your nerves, working on your children. Hallelujah. Time to turn your house upside down. Hallelujah. Sending folks in your life with all kinds of nervousness and sicknesses and diseases to try, amen, to deplete, amen, the Spirit of God that's inside of you. But Paul said, remember who you are. Amen. You've been bought with a price. You are sons and daughters of God. Stand strong, even though the fiery dust, you see it coming. Sometimes, amen, I get a hold to you, but stand. Hallelujah. Sometimes, with tears in your eyes, Paul said, stand. Sometimes the devil come and afflict my body. Hallelujah. But Paul said, stand. Sometimes I feel like giving up. Amen. Maybe they will leave me alone. But Paul said, stand. Amen. I'm here to let you know today. How do you keep on standing? Amen. Keep on standing. What did it take for you to keep standing? Hallelujah. Pray. You said, I've been praying. I'm here to let you know. Keep on praying. I've been giving. I've been giving. I'm here to encourage you to keep on giving. I've been loving. I've been loving. And seem like they still trying to get me down. But you can keep right on loving them. The Bible said, love your enemies. And those that despitefully use and manipulate and try to use you, but stand strong in God. So keep on standing. Keep on standing. That's my word on the line today that God put in my spirit. He told me, son, after you done all, you got to keep right on standing. Hallelujah. After you done, hallelujah, don't take down. Just keep on standing. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Hallelujah. Say the word of God and don't take it back. Say what God tell you to say and don't take it back. Because what I say, amen, is spirit and it is life. Hallelujah. When I began to speak the word of God, hallelujah. So Paul began to admonish Timothy and the body of Christ, amen, to be strong. Be strong. Be strong in the Lord. And many times we are suffering. Many times we are going through. Amen. I know God promised us miracles. He promised in his word deliverance. He promised in his word healing. Hallelujah. So we have to lay hold to that faith and to believe God in spite of the obvious. It's obvious sometimes you can't get no help. It's obvious that sometimes you're broken and broke. It's obvious it seems as though, amen, everybody is turning against you. It's obvious it seems as though, amen, you're losing your health. Hallelujah. Look like you can't do what you used to do. You can't run like you used to run. You can't skip like you used to skip. It's obvious as you're getting older. But what Paul is saying, keep on standing and believe in the God of your faith that he will make a way out of no way. It's obvious. Amen. The devil, amen, he's at your heel. Amen. He's barking at your feet. He's trying to weaken your faith. He's trying to get you to go back. Amen. But Paul said, don't be entangled with cussing like you used to cuss. Don't be entangled, amen, to the evil work of the enemy. Don't be entangled, amen. The devil was trying to get you to start back drinking and fornicating and doing all kind of things. But Paul said, stand strong and be strong. Get back on your post. Hello, somebody, and stop talking weakness and start talking faith. Get back on your post and stop that cussing. Hallelujah. Amen. Because they made you mad. The devil is a liar. Your tongue belong to God. Your mouth belong to God. Your teeth belong to God. Eat the word of God. He said, don't let anything defile your body. Because if you do the love of thunder, like that. Don't start acting like the world. Don't start acting like what you came out of. Hallelujah. Love me, somebody. Hallelujah. The holy power, the Holy Spirit is on me right now. He said, be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. I brought you out of darkness. I brought you out of the streets. I brought you out of lonely bar. In the devil's time, to try to pull us back because we're lonely. Try to pull us back because we're sad. Try to pull us back because we're in between blessings. Don't have the money that we need. I come to let you know. Stand, God's gonna send help. Stand, God's gonna send deliverance. Stand, God, that the angel is coming with your blessings in their hand. Hallelujah. Bombing preacher. Hallelujah. With all this evil. We're all over the television. All over the media. That's all I hear. Somebody is killing. Somebody is backbiting. Somebody is lying. Somebody is cheating. Somebody is creeping. Somebody, oh God, that's all we hear. It's a lot of bad news. Amen. But Paul began to say, in the book of Philippians, round about the fourth chapter, oh God, it said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by praying and supplications, with thanksgiving, let the request be made known unto God. I don't care what the devil's trying to do. Hallelujah. Be careful. Be careful. Oh, God, because your blessing is nigh. Your blessing is in your mouth. Your blessing, oh, God, is coming out of you. So you be careful for nothing. Hallelujah. And he said, and as you began to be careful, as you began to pray, as you began to thank God, I thank God I'm not what I used to be. I thank God, oh God, I don't go to the places I used to go. I thank God I don't hang out all night long and get a hangover. Oh God, Paul says the seventh verse, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart. You gotta pray for God to guard your heart. Hallelujah. Many times, amen, we don't guard our heart. Paul said, put on the whole arm of God. When you put on the whole arm of God, you'll be able to stand the fiery knocks of the devil. The devil trying to bring back your old love. But the devil is a liar. He tried to bring back your old mind. But the devil is a liar. He tried to bring back your old personality. But the devil is a liar. I will not be entangled with my past, with how I used to go about making things happen. I am a child of God. I am what God says I am. He said I'm above and not beneath. It doesn't matter what the devil say. You are above. You above your problem. You above that sickness. You are above that storm. Let the storm come. You above that. Let sickness come. You above that. Because God is in you. And you is in God. You can speak to the mountain, and the mountain, it got to move. So Paul began to say, right there, Philippians 4, write it down, y'all, Philippians 4, hallelujah, hallelujah, and said, in the peace of the Lord, have this all understanding that keeps your heart. Sometimes we don't know how to keep our heart. Hallelujah. A lot of times, we love all the wrong people, and they break our heart. They break our spirit. They make us feel like we ain't nothing. Hallelujah. Try to make us forget our dreams. Try to make us walk away from our vision. But the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. God gave you that vision. Stand until God bring it to pass. God gave you that dream. Hold on to your dream and keep on standing. All that folly, my brethren. Hallelujah. Whatsoever thing is true. Whatsoever thing is honest. Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever thing are pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are good. Of a good report. If there be any virtue. And if there be any praise. Think on these things. Paul let them know that even though you're going through, he's telling you how to think. Stop thinking that old crazy thinking. Think about something that is pure. Think about something that is lovely. Think about something that is good. If it have any virtue, if it have any praise, think on those things. When you're waiting on your miracle, think on those things that are lovely. Think on those things that are good. Think on those things that are pure. When the devil try to make you feel you ain't nobody. Hey, man, the devil's trying to let you know you're not going to make it. You better tell the devil you're a liar and start thinking about what's good, what's pure, what's honest. Hallelujah. That with virtue and that causes you to give God praise. Think on those things that make you want to praise God. Think on those things that make you want to say hallelujah. Think on those things that make you want to cry out to God how much you love him because he's been so good to you. Think on those positive things. Stop thinking about that lowly bar. Stop thinking about how lonely you are. Stop thinking about how broke you are. Stop thinking about how alone you are. Stop thinking about how sick you are. The devil is alive. God done told you. Paul done told you what to think about. Think about how good, hallelujah, God is. Think on those pure thoughts. Get rid of all those old nasty things you used to say, you used to carry on. Think about something that is pure and righteous and lovely and kind. Paul said, think on those things when you are going through. These are the things that you think on when you're in a battle. Think on these things. When you're suffering, think on these things. God is lovely. God is kind. God is merciful. God is peace. God is joy. God is healing. God is deliverance. God is my breakthrough. Think on these things. You'll be able to stand a whole lot better when you think on these things. Think about it. Amen, what Paul said. Hallelujah. Stand fast. Amen. Stand quickly. You ain't got a whole lot of time. So pull yourself together, mother. Pull yourself together, my sister. Pull yourself together, my brother. Preacher. Pull yourself together. Stand in the face of God. Stand in the liberty wherewith you are free. Hallelujah. You're free from bondage. You're free from your sin. But God has watched you whiter than snow. Paul said, don't be entangled. Don't walk backwards. Walk forward. Don't look backwards. Look forward. Look forward. I don't care how the devil tried to come and entice you. Don't look back. They're smiling, they're giggling, but don't look back. Hey, they're jingling their coins, but don't look back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stay forward. Stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. Oh, God. Hallelujah. God, give me power to stay laser focused. I said, laser focus, that I can burn home to where I'm going. I'm laser, that laser, oh, Conda, hallelujah, that laser, it can cut through things. That laser, through the Holy Ghost, I can cut through sin. I can cut through, amen, trials and tribulation with my leg of focus. I'm focusing on how good God is. My dreams are laser focused. Listen, my visions are laser focused. Nothing can break it because there's laser. Laser. Help me say laser. Focus, because it's laser focus. The devil can heap up gossip. He can heap up all matters of diseases. The diseases not gonna stop me. COVID didn't stop me. The storm didn't stop me. Folks leaving me didn't stop me. Cause I'm laser focused on my dream. Laser focus on my vision. Come on, say that. Laser focus. That's what the Holy Spirit is doing right now. Hallelujah, God. Just drop that in my spirit. It's time for us, amen, to be laser focused. And only when you can be laser focused, you need the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will cause you to be laser focused. They're going to lie on you. They're going to teach you. They're going to try to kill you. But no weapon that's formed against you will prosper. Hallelujah. I can be laser focused. Oh, glory to God, because God is with me. I can be laser focused. Hallelujah. He lives on the inside of me, as the songwriter said, because he lives, because he lives. I can face tomorrow because he lives. I can be laser focused. Hallelujah. I don't see the storm. I see the answer. I don't see the sickness. I see healing. I don't see poverty. I see riches and his glory. Hallelujah. 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 Stand strong. Stand strong. Keep on standing. Oh, hallelujah. That's what God gave me to give to you, my sister. Hallelujah. Get on up from there and stand strong in God. Stand strong in what you believe in your God. Stand strong and believe in yourself. How can you believe in others when you don't believe in yourself? The Holy Ghost will turn you back to yourself. Strengthen yourself. Get your Bible and read. Read what God has done for others and what God has done for other courageous people in the Bible. God, amen, in this century, will do the same thing for you. The Bible said Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what God did for David, God will do it for you. What God did for Daniel, he'll do it for you. What God did for the children of Israel, he'll do it for you. Oh, God, I feel like praying. God, we thank you. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your spirit. You said, tell my people, no matter what happens, to keep on standing with the word of God in their heart, with the word of God in their mind, with the word of God at their feet, with the word of God on the night table, with the word of God on the table, with the word of God in the car, with the word of God on at their desk. Hallelujah. The word of God in their lockers, on their jaw. The word of God is not thee, even in our mouth. Teach us, Lord. Teach us, Lord, to say your word, to stand on your word. Father God, I thank you Oh, God, for this new people that came on the line today. You're going to bring deliverance. You're going to deliver them so they can deliver others. You're going to bless them so they can be a blessing to others. God, how can they bless others when they are beat down? How can they give to the poor? Father God, oh, God, when they ain't got no money. God, I pray right now. Hallelujah, that anointing that make it rich and addeth no sorrow. God, I pray right now you will cause them to stand. Stand with more power. Stand with more determination. As the Holy Spirit said, they got to be laser focused. Help us, Lord, to be laser focused. I don't understand all of that. But God, somebody is going to look up laser. They use lasers more today than ever. Oh, God. Hallelujah. It can go through iron. It can go through lead. It can go through wood. Your word will be like a laser. It'll burn through anything that the devil tried to do. It's not going to work because I'm laser focused. God, we thank you. We thank you for that word today. You said stand. 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 Keep standing and be laser focused with your vision. Oh, hallelujah. Be laser focused with your dream. Oh, God, touch everyone on the sound of my voice. I plead the blood of Jesus against every devil I've been trying to hinder, trying to discourage those people. And God, I understand that discouragement is one of the greatest tools that the devil tries to use on your people is discouragement. I bind up every discouraging spirit on this line today. Get out, my sister, and be encouraged. The God is with you. There's more going for you than against you. If God be for you, oh God, you told us you're more than the whole world against us. God, as I pray, touch that pastor. Oh God, touch that apostle. Touch right now, God. Things may not be working out right, but God, until then, give them power to stand. And as they stay low, but lay the focus on their dream and their vision, oh God, you shall bring it to pass. God, we pray on for finances on this line. You said in your word the first of the year what you were going to do for your people. Oh God, that the devil try to hinder them on every hand, but we bind the hand of the enemy in their finances. We bind the hand of the enemy on them breaking through with that new job, with that business, with that career. We bind the hand of the enemy and we lose the favor of God. Oh, the favor of God. Favor in the south, north, east, and west. Cause your favor to be upon your people. Oh, God, as never before. Favor. Restorate the revival ministry. Favor. Every preacher on this line. Every elder. Every missionary. Every child. Every young lady. Every young man. Favor them in college, God. Oh, don't let them go to college and waste time. Oh, God, give them productive careers. Give them a dream and give them a vision, God, so they can move swiftly. Oh, God, through school. Oh, and be a blessing to their generation. Oh, God, I ask all these things in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm the sound of my voice. Oh, hallelujah. I'm getting ready to praise them. I want everybody that's in need. It's time to come on out and give God praise. Unmute your phone and tell God thank you. Unmute your phone and say, Lord, I receive your word. Come on, come on. Come on,
thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on, tell God thank you. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Let the Holy Ghost tell his way. Come on, come on. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's done. Hallelujah. It's done.
Hallelujah. We have a revival right on this block. The spirit is on this block. Every one of you, be revived. Hallelujah. Be revived.
Hallelujah.
I love you today. That's what God is saying. Keep standing for the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't let down. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Your anchor. Keep your anchor. Your anchor is true. Equip the solid rock. You're anchored in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for all of you today. Oh, my. I don't know about you, but I got the victory. Hallelujah. I feel, hallelujah, a whole lot better after this service today. God said, keep on standing. Keep on standing for the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. Keep on standing. No matter what they say, keep standing for the Lord. Keep loving your enemies. Keep loving your family. Doesn't matter how they may try to treat you. Keep on loving them. God has made you the head and not the tail. God has made you first. You was last, but through the Holy Spirit, God is making you first. On your job, God will make you first. In your business, God will make you first. In your church, God will make you first. Hallelujah. Because you're standing, even through hard times, you were standing. Difficult times, you were still standing. When your family couldn't come together, you kept right on standing. Be blessed today. I thank God for all of you today. Hallelujah. I got the victory. Come on, y'all. I got the victory. Come on, say it with me. I got the victory.
I got the victory.
Come on, say it.
Mother Dolly, Deacon Frazier, Ella Hayward, amen,
Pastor Rosetta Allen. Amen. Holly, Mother Hemingway, Mother Mary Taylor, Sister Jillian, Christine Bell. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. I thank God, amen, for even the ones, amen, that came to the ministry. I can't think of all the names, but I thank God for you and you. Amen. I couldn't do what I do. Amen. Every month, amen, we give the lunch back out. Amen. We're having a service every month, one Sunday in every month. Amen. Until further direction of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And when we go out, amen, you all know when you're renting these auditoriums, it takes money. It takes money to do the work for God. Amen. To get stamps and put it on letters, to send letters out. Amen. And to make sure the musicians are there, to make sure the praises are there. Amen. It costs, amen, to be in ministry. But we know God, he is a way maker. God said, I'm going to send you people. And as they give what they make happen for your ministry, I'm going to make it happen for their personal life. I'm going to keep money in their bank. I'm going to keep food in their refrigerator. I'm going to keep clothes on their back. I'm going to keep their rent paid. I'm going to keep their mortgage paid. I'm going to keep them in brand new cars. And whatsoever they desire, I will bring it to pass for every one of them that work with you in ministry. Hallelujah. And we thank God for all of you. Amen. All of our sustainers. Amen. Old and new. I want to tell you today that I love you. I want to tell you I love you. And thank you so very much. Amen. Sister Lisa Shaw. Amen. Minister Moses. Amen. And many, many more. It goes on. Amen. But we had a few sustainers. Amen. That blessed us on this week. We need a lot more to help us. Hallelujah. You may say, well, I don't have much, but I'm here to let you know every little bit helps. Every little bit helps ministry. And I tell everybody, be faithful to your church. Pay your tithes and your offering. Amen. I wouldn't be a prophet of God. I wouldn't tell you the truth. Amen. God gonna bless you. Amen. As you begin to pay tithes to your church and to your pastor. Amen. And Pastor Atkins, what we ask is for pledges. And those that are in between churches, you haven't found a church to go to while you're waiting for God to direct you. Amen. You can pay tithes in this fertile ground. These are fertile grounds. As you pay your tithes, God will rebuke sicknesses and diseases that may try to overtake your body. But because you pay your tithes, that disease got to move on. That healing, amen, will overtake your body. As I speak as the prophet of God, you will prosper. He's in poverty. You're going to prosper. When other folks are broke, you're going to have money. When other folks get kicked outside, you're going to always have a roof over your head because you pay your tithes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And your offering. You're going to always be ahead of the game. And we thank God for every one of you. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Sister Kenya. Amen. Just been sending off. Thank you, Sister Kenya. Amen. Thank God for all those. Amen. Being a blessing. I need everybody today, amen, to put it in your spirit and in your mind. God told me last week to ask everybody, amen. And God is working on some of you. God is getting ready to turn loose some money. Amen. Hallelujah to several of you that are faithful. God getting ready to turn it loose. Amen. The only thing I'm asking you, amen, to be a blessing. Hallelujah. A blessing because thousands is getting ready to be turned loose. I know what I see. I prophesied to a woman. I saw $32,000, and she came quietly because she didn't want no one to know it was her. God gave us $32,000 as God showed it to me, and I'm seeing thousands upon this line. Hallelujah. Continue to be faithful to God. Be faithful to God more than man. Hear me. Be faithful to God more than man. Man will fail you, but God will never fail. And when you give even in your church as unto God. You ain't giving to your pastor, you're giving to God. You ain't giving it really to your church, you're giving it as unto God. When you bless this ministry here, you're giving as unto God. And God will cause more dividends to come your way, more blessings that's coming your way. The Bible says it's a blessing to give. And he loves what? A cheerful giver. We
get ready to give our cash out, I want everybody to give something. Everybody to give something today. Some, you already started. I love you for that, and thank you. I need everybody to give today. Please don't hang up until you make up your mind to give something. Write down a certain amount. Write down the address. Amen. And these other two other ways that you can give today. Today. You can give today. Go outside. Do what you got to do. Amen. And get this cash out. Amen. And this daily and send an offering today. Amen. I feel in my spirit. Amen. Somebody, you may get blessed. There's about three of you. I said it last week. Three is going to give this ministry $1,000. Three of you, that's how God is going to bless you. There's somebody right now that already have it and can be a blessing. Hallelujah. Listen to the Holy Spirit today. That won't be your last thousand because what God is getting ready to do with you, hallelujah, your family going to lean on you. And remember to put God first because we're getting ready to come in. Hallelujah. Let us pray over the offering. God, we thank you for the monies. Everything we have, Father God, belongs to you. Everything we have belongs to you. Our money, our bank accounts, our car, our house, even down to our children, they all belong to you. And we belong to you. And God, we can't take no money out of here when we go. The money's going to remain here on earth. But the money is here to help ministry, to help us live a better life. So we need money. And God, we pray a blessing upon your people today in their financial areas. Bless them. Bless them, Lord, that they will not have room enough to receive. Bless them and bless them indeed. Let the blessings of 3 John, hallelujah, I wish above all that you would prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to ask everybody to be a little quiet for the first time so they can hear, amen, the link from getting ready to give them, amen, our two cash apps. Amen. One is $PROVAN61. Again, $P as in Peter, ROVAN61. Amen. Our other cash app is dearly just the number dial 347-382-92. Dearly again is 347-382-92. Thank you again. That cash app is again $PRO, V as in victory, VAN61. Zeely, 347-382-92. Our mailing address for this season, amen, for this season is 2525, amen, Patchen, Patchen Avenue, amen, apartment 2D, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. Again, that's 25 Patchen, Patchen Avenue, apartment 2D, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. Amen. And when you're making your checks, make it payable to Mr. or just plain old Vandell Atkins. V-A-N-D-E-L-L Atkins, A-T-K-I-N-S. I love every one of you. Amen. Stand on the word today. God said, keep on standing. He told me, Atkins, keep on standing. Doesn't matter who go against you. Keep on standing on my word. Keep on standing. And I thank God for all of you from the south, from the north, from the east, and the west, me even from Mexico or California. I want to thank you for coming on the line today. And I want you to know that God loves you, and I love you too. Ella Hayward is coming. Amen. Ella Hayward is going to give you a few words. And after he finished praying, and I tell everybody, when you're part of any service, always stay for the benediction. Always hang in there for the end. Hallelujah. If you stayed almost to the end, stay to the end because that seals the blessing, that prayer, that ending prayer. We open with prayer and we end with prayer because it's going to seal you with the protection of God that you need in your finances, in your body, in your mind, and in your spirit because the devil is going to come this weekend. And you're going to be sealed with prayer. No weapon that's formed against you is going to prosper. Ella Hayward, I love you, man. Thank you so very much. Come, Ella Hayward. Have a few words and give us the benediction. Thank you so much.
Amen.
God bless you.
Yes, thank you. I'm going to keep standing, Pastor. I'm going to keep standing, Prophet. Amen.
And hallelujah.
Keep standing. Hallelujah. I want to share some testimony with you. You know, sometimes you have to use wisdom and share your testimony. But I needed my car fixed. And the young man up in Connecticut, his wife passed away earlier, and my wife passed away 2013. The four of us knew each other. And so the Holy Spirit says, well, ask him, you know, to help you. So I asked him to loan me the money to fix the car. He wouldn't loan me the money. He said, I'm giving it to you. Amen. He said, I'm going to give it to you so you can fix the car. So thank God.
Yes.
Amen. What a blessing.
Jesus.
Jesus. Amen. It was $800.
$800. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And I wanted to borrow it from, I wanted to borrow it from him, but he wouldn't loan it to me. He said, no, the Lord want me to give it to you. So that's why I'm encouraging each and every one of you on today to give. Amen. Because your blessing, you know, your blessing is coming. And all I have to do is just continue to be faithful. And I did like Hezekiah when I found out what needed to be done. This is the third time I need to work on the car. I said, Lord, I've walked up right before you. I've spoken the truth. Lord, I've been faithful with my car. I use them for the glory and honor of God, taking people to church, using the car for ministry. I need my car, Lord. And God made a way. So that's what I want to encourage you today. Amen. Continue to be faithful. So it looked very dark. Last week it looked very dark. But God made a way. Amen. So I want to encourage you. Be encouraged. Keep standing. Amen. Keep standing. I'm excited. I'm just excited. Amen. So it'll be ready for me. The mechanic, I'll have it ready for me tomorrow. Amen. What a blessing. Hallelujah.
Beautiful.
You're welcome. Amen. Now as we close, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for a great service on today. We thank you for the songs, for the opening prayer. And we thank you for the preach word. We thank you for the man of God. Encourage him and let him know. And the first lady and his family and the ministry and the people, the members, to keep standing. So Lord, we thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Now may the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, forevermore. Amen. Amen and amen. I love everyone. Love you. Thank you.
God bless you. Love you. Don't forget Thursday at 12 noon. 12 noon prayer Thursday. God bless you. God bless you. I love you. Bye-bye.
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 Praise the Lord. The service is now over. God bless you.